None but the hungry heart. 1:14. The all-pervading cross. God forbid that I should glory save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. Galatians 6:14. It will save years of frustration and effort for one to understand that prayer can never be learned or developed. Prayer is the outflow of the new life. As one grows, as the cross frees the new from the old, there is the growth of effective prayer. Without the cross, prayer becomes a mere religious formality. Without prayer, the cross is arrested in its purpose. As the cross works in us, keeping in the place of death every assertion of the old man and everything in our nature that is against God, our spirit finds a clear way up to the communion at the throne and a clear way out into conflict with our enemy. Prayer is the spring of power in conflict, and conflict gives the proof of the value and need of prayer. It cannot be too frequently emphasized that for the believer, the ground or basis of prayer is the death of Jesus Christ, the victory won by the Son of God on Calvary. Just as the ground and basis of his intercession at this moment is his propitiation on the cross. Away from the cross, prayer becomes nothing more than an ecclesiastical ordinance or a religious exercise expressed in devotional phrases. And I beg of you, when you read a book on prayer, to find out the place in which the author gives the cross, and you will be able to estimate its value. God forbid that I should sin against the Lord in ceasing to pray for you. 1 Samuel 12, verse 23.